Good morning and welcome to another edition of St. Louis Voices. I'm Jill Devine. My two guests this morning, two incredibly charitable women that are here to talk about the 9th annual Sing for Siman concert. Here's the thing. It is sad that every single person listening has been affected by cancer in one way or another, whether it's through a friend or a family member or even directly affected yourself. Something has to change. We have to raise money. We have to get funds in for research, and we have to continue funding the programs that help cancer patients. So that's why it's very important to talk about events like the 9th Annual Sing for Siământ concert. And I'm very thankful for the two women joining me because of all the hard work that they are doing. So first, let's go ahead and introduce these women. Gwendolyn is the host committee for the 9th Annual Sing for Siământ concert. First, good morning, Gwendolyn.
Good morning, and thank you. Glad to be here.
You're so welcome. And then I also have Kim. She is a co-chair with Sing for Siământ. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I don't know where we want to start first. Do we want to start with what Sing for Siământ is all about? Do we want to go to Siământ Cancer Center? How do you want to weave into this so that we make sure that we're covering all grounds?
Maybe we can start with the concert, tell people a little bit what it is, and then a little bit more later about Siământ Cancer Center.
That works for me.
As you mentioned, everybody knows someone affected by cancer.
It's awful.
So this includes every person on the team that is planning this concert. The four singers who are young singers from all over the country, Carol Wong, who's the pianist who comes in for New York for this, and all of the many volunteers and community members who are contributing to this concert. And it is a annual concert. This is our 9th year, where it's about an hour long. It's very entertaining. It's world-class voices. And for 1 hour, you're listening to fabulous music, and at the same time, you're raising dollars to fight cancer and to promote the most promising research, which is taking place at Siământ Cancer Center.
And now that's the overview of the concert, and each year there's a little bit of a different theme and participants. So let's go ahead and talk about that, because this is happening this coming Saturday, March 17th, the 9th Annual Sing for Siământ concert, and this one is going to have a little bit of a different theme. And would you like to dive into that one for me?
Well, this year we're having four younger singers, and they're quite remarkable. They're from all trained at all the best music schools in this country. They're the rising stars of opera. They are performing literally around the world, and they are going to be in town to do a few performances for Opera Theater of St. Louis, and they are giving us one night where they're sharing their talent. We don't yet know the program, but there's always some well-known tunes. For instance, last year we heard Over the Rainbow. We might hear a Beatles tune. We might hear something you're familiar with. And then some very funny songs, and really some songs that will be very moving.
That's enough right there to be sold to an event that will entertain you, but it's also for a good cause. Again, it's happening this Saturday, March 17th, and we'll talk more about the details on ticket prices and whatnot. But I like the story behind how this was created. You mentioned her name, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about Carol and why she put this together.
Well, Carol lost a parent to cancer, and I believe on the 10th anniversary of her father's death, she really wanted to do something in his honor. And she created a concert in another city using singers, and then approached myself and St. Louis and other people and said, do you think she could do this in St. Louis? And we immediately said yes. A team of volunteers got together to help put this on. And so Carol creates the artistic program every year, and the team here in St. Louis raises the sponsorships, finds the space, has the piano donated, the food donated, and creates a very fun night. So it works out that it's grown every year, and Carol continues to come back. The singers love doing this because they're using their talent to help in a way they don't often get to do.
Right. How did you become involved, Kim, with this particular event and with the Siteman Cancer Center?
Well, I'm on the board of the Opera Theater of St. Louis. So I'm an opera lover. I'm a lover of all kinds of music. My husband happens to be the director of the Siteman Cancer Center. So I think people thought, maybe approaching me, there might be a chance. And it worked out, but there were many other people who have stepped up.
Gwendolyn, we haven't heard from you yet this morning. What is your role for this particular concert?
I have the pleasure of being one of the members of the host committee, and we look forward to greeting all of those who will be in attendance. But prior to the actual event, we have the pleasure as well of getting the word out, sharing our excitement, our commitment. You know, it's about one curing cancer, one song at a time. That's the tagline. And so we know there's a story for every person, every family, every individual that has been impacted by this disease. And yet we know that opera tells a story. Wonderful stories and sometimes sad stories, but stories nonetheless that are often relatable. And to be in an environment that embraces supporting those that have experienced this, but also a hopeful environment because it's about giving the dollars to cancer research that excites and invigorates the audience, knowing that it's for a good cause. And so we have the pleasure on the host committee of representing those who really are committed both to supporting cancer research, but also supporting Seeing for Siteman on that amazing evening. It is a magical evening. This will be, I believe, my fifth time attending.
I was going to ask, yes.
And I have enjoyed it so much that it will continue. I'm excited that this year it's in March, March 17th, as you have said. And my husband and I certainly must say that John as well is on the host committee. And we just look forward to doing our part to share in making what will be, what promises to be a very successful and enjoyable event.
It's interesting because I believe anyone that attends this event or knows about it affected by cancer, but maybe not enough to do something. Maybe they just enjoy opera and they want to enjoy the night, but then when they get to see the impact the dollars make, the hope, I would guess, is to spread to the next person and to the next person. I just think sometimes you need special events like this to reach to a certain audience, so to speak, I guess. I mean, you find that there are so many people that don't do anything until it's relatable to them somehow.
Absolutely. It's about taking solemn news or solemn outcomes and saying, what can I do to move this forward? What impact can I make as an individual? And for each person attending, they really are supporting the cost for curing cancer, looking for the ways in which cancer research can aid in finding those answers. And so the dollars there again go to the Discovery Fund, which is a part of the Siteman, Alvin J. Siteman Cancer Center, and it funds those research projects.
Have you had an opportunity, Gwendolyn, and even you, Kim, to be a part of any of those projects or to learn more about what they entail?
I can mention a couple of those projects. The funding that we raise goes to the Discovery Fund at Siteman. And think of it as startup dollars.
Okay.
Two examples. So these are terribly bright researchers working at Siteman. They don't necessarily get their funding ahead of their bright ideas. So one of them that is being actually very successful now is personalized vaccines for cancer. So right now, they're actually testing it in breast cancer, brain cancer, other solid tumors, where they use a patient's own cancer cells, create a vaccine that only works in that patient to prevent them from getting a recurrence. It's very successful, and it has very few side effects. So that's one thing, personalized vaccine. Another one is the goggles. You may have heard about these goggles, that if a patient, again, has a solid tumor and they get injected in that tumor site with a dye, the dye will be ejected from all the remaining cells except for the cancer cells, which will remain lit up. And when the surgeon puts on goggles, he or she will be able to see all the cancer cells in a way they never could.
Wow.
So if there's cancer cells at the margin of where they were going to remove the tissue, they can see that. So it's very exciting for the surgeons. There are more and more of these goggles being created and being used. So those are two examples where this research is happening now. It's saving lives, and we've been able to make a difference.
It takes money to do the research. And I think that I've been naive to it until I have interviews like this where you talk to someone and they say, listen, this person is working around the clock, not because of money, because they truly want to find a cure. And when you hear that it could be stopped because of lack of funding, you don't understand. You want to do more.
We're really motivated. In the course of the 9 years, we've had actually some of our volunteers be diagnosed during that period. We've lost some of our volunteers. So we are highly motivated to keep this going. So we have some stories that aren't success stories, and we have enough others that we're very excited about continuing this.
So this event, the 9th Annual Sing for Siteman Cancer, it helps fund the Discovery Fund at the Siteman Cancer Center. And for those that don't know much about the Siteman Cancer Center in town, do you want to touch a little bit upon it and really the breakthroughs that are coming out of that center?
So that the Siteman Cancer Center is roughly 20 years old, so sort of new as a cancer center, but mature now.
Mature is a great word. I like
mature.
That.
And they're actually the third largest cancer center in the country now in terms of the number of patients that are seen. It's basically any type of cancer can be seen there. And it puts in a tremendous number of patients on clinical trials, which is the state of the art, what you're looking for. The Siteman also, though, plays a role beyond treating patients directly. They help do a lot of screening programs in the community for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal. They encourage screening across the state and across Illinois as well. So they're a referral center, but they're also a collaborator with other institutions here, and generally trying to make sure that cancer care, the standard for cancer care is raised throughout the region.
It is one of those situations where, like I said at the beginning, we all know someone who's been affected by it. Until it's someone close to you and you know what they've gone through or what they are going through, you can't really begin to completely understand. And something that hit me when you were talking about the research, I have two coworkers here who I call friends that seeing them go through the chemo process was brutal. And the fact that it crossed their mind to just give up because that chemo was so awful. Like, that's the part where we have to make a difference. We have to find something else. We have to get to this awful, awful thing called cancer.
Absolutely. And it's that very evening, along with all that has been shared, that reminds us there is hope and not to give up. Because we are on the leading edge of that research, on the cutting edge of discovery and the impact that the Siteman Cancer Center has made, not only within the region, but nationally and internationally. People come from far and near to our city for care. And so we have international recognition. I personally am in awe of the work that is being done by Dr. Eberlein. And no, this was not a paid announcement, but I happen to know him and appreciate and value the kind of outreach and support and awareness that has been brought to all segments of our community. Right now, I can speak personally as one who has a sister who is battling cancer and is bravely battling cancer. She looks forward to attending the event because she's hopeful, because she is mindful that research has made a difference and that once upon a time, her treatment would not have been as advanced, but because of the advancements in research, there has been so much that gives her continued hope. So for that reason, she, along with friends and others, are planning to be in attendance. The Siteman Cancer Center has patients coming from all 50 states. That's just how widely known the reputation of this amazing institution is. And so it says something that right here in the Midwest, right here in our own city, that we have this hope and we have this treatment, and we are the richer and better for it, as we can offer it not only to our community, but really, in essence, to the world.
Gwendolyn, you just kind of changed my perception here going into this interview, just kind of angry and upset, as we probably all get with cancer, to turn it around to hope.
Yes.
This is hope. These events are hope.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's the way to look at it. You have to look at it that way. You have to. So the 9th annual Sing for Siteman concert is happening Saturday, March 17th. It is going to be $25 for students, and for other individuals that would like preferred seating, it's $100, $50 for general seating. Something else you mentioned, Gwendolyn, about your sister, and I will definitely be keeping her in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
She is going to go to just enjoy the evening.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want individuals to do. Just go and enjoy. Your ticket is taking care of the dollars for the Siteman Cancer Center. Other than that, you're just going to go and enjoy the evening.
Because that's all you can do once you're there. It is guaranteed to be an enjoyable evening. My first experience 9 years ago, I recall, well, actually mine was 5 years ago, and I recall sending an email to Kim Eberlein saying, what a magical evening. It was just, the only challenge was it ended too soon. That's really how I felt. I thought, like the little kid, is that all?
I'd like more, please.
More, please. Absolutely. Because it was just that grand. Everyone was in awe of the performers. And they are going to be in awe once again of these outstanding young vocalists that promise to do an excellent job of performing, as has been shared, whether it's a Broadway hit or a popular tune. They do it, and they do it with such class and character that you become enmeshed in the song and you become enmeshed in the performance itself. It's an amazing evening.
You sold it right there. I don't know how anybody's not like, where do I go? How do I get these tickets? Oh my gosh, yes. By the way, to get the tickets, you can reserve your ticket by calling the Opera Theater of St. Louis's box office, 314-961-0644, or singforsiteman.org. Kim, you actually probably hear a lot more about the Siteman Cancer Center than the most of us because of your husband's position. And he has to see a lot. He has to probably partake. I don't want to go back to the negative, but he has to see a lot of that. How does he get through? How does he know the right words, the right way to think to go to the next step?
I think what I've observed is watching the physicians and scientists at work. They are so highly motivated And the changes are happening so fast. So you might present 1 year, and the next year the treatment will be very much changed. It's so exciting to see. I think the researchers and the clinicians never lose hope, even though they have very tough situations they're dealing with, especially if you lose a patient. But they are so driven to try to improve the chances. They're in it. They're in it for life. And I just see some of them, and physicians and psychiatrists are not immune to cancer either.
Right.
So they're sometimes helping their own colleagues. And there's been some remarkable stories of some staff who have been stricken with various cancers who've had to go through very experimental treatments themselves. And they've been part of the clinical trials too. So I think it's a very supportive environment. There's so much good happening, and the ideas just don't stop coming. So I agree. I think it would be a tough line of work, but there seem to be just very upbeat about it and motivated. And I would have to say the same thing for our volunteers. So my co-chair, Pat Burkhart, who couldn't be here today, she, a few years ago, came down with breast cancer. Total shock for her. They threw all kinds of chemo at her. She had a tough go, lost all her hair, totally changed her life. And she is now committed. This is her cause. So she has become a real champion for cancer research. She's a walking example of it, and it's changed her life. So I think the stories like that, where people are affected and then they're going to do something about it. Many people who sort of work on this fall in that category. They might have lost somebody, or they're a survivor themselves, and they're pretty motivated people.
I would think so. I want to say a couple things about the Siteman Cancer Center. I know from my coworker diagnosed with breast cancer, I knew it was time for me to get a mammogram. I mean, it was already on my list, but it sped up that phone call a little bit quicker than normal. But Siteman Cancer Center makes it so easy. Literally just call and we'll tell you exactly where to go. I mean, they map it all out, and I'm referring to the mammograms. But something else with the money that's raised, and I know that this is not exactly for the event that we're here to talk about, but maybe something you can talk a little bit more about on the other side. The money also raised helps these cancer patients. One of my friends works for the American Cancer Society. We always joke, because every time she comes in and talks to me, we always talk about the different program, the Look Good, Feel Good program, where it teaches a woman how to put a wig on when she loses her hair, or what she can do, or how to put her eyebrows on because she's lost her eyebrows, or how to do makeup because her skin is different. And there may be an individual saying, oh, that stuff is so trivial when you're fighting through cancer. Don't say that. If you're not in the situation, you don't know. And for an individual that I can imagine every day waking up, doing their hair, doing their makeup, to not have that there, a program like this is remarkable. And that's just one of so many programs that go towards the cancer patient. So that's another thing I just wanted to bring up, because I don't think people realize that it's not just the money for research, which we want and we need, but we have to take care of the now that's happening with these individuals diagnosed.
All of those programs are so important.
Absolutely.
And the programs that happen in the hospital, the programs that happen outside the hospital, because the family is very much affected too. There's a terrific program at the American Cancer Society. There's a program called The Breakfast Club here in town, which is really was organized, and I just celebrated its 20th year. And they encourage women, particularly in the African-American community, in their churches, where it's a comfortable place to talk about it, and have the mammograms van stop by. It's made an enormous difference. So I totally agree. There's a lot of good efforts out there.
Yes.
And all of those efforts spell connectedness. Everyone is connected to fighting and winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that, there again, is what that evening bespeaks. It's about being in a room. No one has to say a word, but you understand that everyone is there supporting and cheering on those who are affected, remembering those who have been impacted, and remaining hopeful for what research will bring about. And so I am encouraged and I am convinced that everyone that is a part of that evening on March 17th will be more than encouraged. They will be inspired, not only by the evening and the performances, but inspired to know you're here, I'm here, and together we're going to continue to win this because we're committed and we're connected to winning this battle.
And I was thinking when you were talking, maybe someone's going in with one little thing.
Sure.
But they come out with a bigger thing. And that's where you connect.
It's a very different concert. It's hard to describe it, yes, except once you've gone, because it feels like a very communal event. You're sitting there, you're laughing together, because inevitably there are some songs and performances that are just really hilarious.
Yeah,
and you have to laugh. It's
right.
A release. And there'll be some, there's always one song that's chosen that Carol chooses, particularly in memory of her father. And that's always extremely moving to listen to that. It's really unique, and it does feel too short. It's an hour. You've heard this beautiful music. You've heard, 1 year they sang Imagine from the Beatles, Imagine a World Without Cancer. And it's the best you've ever heard it. It's actually a lot of fun. This year we're having wine and appetizers ahead of time. So you show up, you have a glass of wine or something else to drink, have some appetizers, sit down, enjoy a wonderful concert, very little talking.
Right.
Mostly wonderful music, had chance to meet the singers, get a special dessert at the end. There's one other thing that's different this year I want to mention, another reason to come. We're going to have two fabulous door prizes, again, donated by local businesses.
Love this.
So one is an amazing necklace from Simon's Jewelers. And it's on our website at singforsightman.org. You just need to come, give us your email, and be there. We will give this beautiful necklace to somebody. And there is a lovely Alexandra Clancy handbag, also on the website, that is going to be donated. And it's just an expression from businesses who want to be a part of this and show their support. We have a lot of restaurants, probably we'll have a dozen restaurants who are donating wonderful food for this event. We have the wine donated. So it's a festive evening. The concert will end a little after 7. You still have the night if you want to go to dinner, you want to do some St. Patrick's Day celebrating. It'd be a very fun way to start your evening.
Again, space is limited. Tickets are available right now by going to singforsightman.org or calling the Opera Theater of St. Louis's box office at 314-961-0644. I just want to wrap it up with last minute thoughts from the both of you on whether it be the future, the present, just what you want to say to the listener to get them involved. I'll start with you, Gwendolyn.
I would say to the listener, you really deserve to experience the evening. And you can't do that, of course, if you're not there.
Right.
And it is guaranteed to be an experience that you will repeat. Once you've attended, you're guaranteed to return. I want to encourage the listening audience to go to the website, there again, singforsightman.org. Look at everything that is available that's there for your viewing. And we would love to meet you, want to know how you felt about the experience when it's over. Again, the doors open at 5 o'clock for the wine and hors d'oeuvre reception, followed by the concert at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, meet and greet the artist, actually, at 7 o'clock. come and be a part of that experience while supporting a great cause.
I think that was said perfectly. I totally agree. You just have to be there. And I would like to thank you for being willing to share the story with everyone. And I do want to thank our many sponsors that are making this a success.
Yes,
and
please particularly
I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Edward Jones and Lilly Oncology. They have made very generous support available for this. So it'll be a great evening. And by just buying a ticket and being there, you'll be helping somebody with cancer.
And we thank you for being one of our media sponsors as well.
That is an easy thing to do.
Thank you.
So I appreciate both of you coming in. I appreciate both of you for what you're doing to help. And I just want this to be a very successful event for you. Again, all the details at singforsightment.org. It is happening this Saturday, March 17th, the 9th annual Sing for Sightman concert. And again, any information, singforsightman.org. Thank you both ladies for coming in and joining me. And I wish you nothing but the best with this event.
Thank you. It was
Thank
our pleasure.
You.
That does it for another edition of St. Louis Voices. I'm Jill Devine.